Two major developments, possibly, from the Bureau of Land Management. First, no, Burning Man organizers will not be allowed to raise the number of participants to 100,000. The cap remains at 80,000. But the greatest impact from the BLM may be this announcement that the federal agency may hire a private security firm to conduct drug screenings. Spokesman Christopher Bush.
Screening processes and procedures are just one facet of a multi-jurisdictional law enforcement approach to ensure the safety and security of the event.
Now, screening for drugs would make the long wait to get in even longer, hours longer. It could result in a good number of burners not getting in, and could certainly alter the experience for those who do. No final decision about drug screening yet.
At this time, BLM has no kind of new announcements or changes to law enforcement and security policy or procedures related to Burning Man 2019.
Jim Taylor, KCBS.